It is a transformational Tuesday here on the JoLynn Thomas Show. And joining me in studio right now is Mosey. Mosey is with Heart Events. And Heart Events is dedicated to helping transform the lives of people right here in our community. And they are doing a lot to build and strengthen our community. Mosey, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Mosey, as we think about transformation, they say that music is a powerful way to help people kind of get on a really positive path. And that's exactly what you're doing for a lot of young artists here. Tell us a little bit about how this all got started.
Yeah, so I have a background in music all the way back. I'm originally from Sacramento, California, and my whole life was surrounded by music. The music scene out there is huge. And music really, the music community down there really helped me stay on the path of creativity and authenticity. And so when I came here around 15, 16 years old, it was kind of surprising how much time and energy wasn't put into more creative stuff and the amount of people who wanted it and said they wanted it, but nobody was doing anything about it. And so we basically wanted to provide an opportunity to be the people that we needed when we were starting out in music and really wanting to get on the road.
Well, and you know, Mosey, there's a lot of data out there that suggests that arts, music, really help students in their educational pursuit, and yet we're constantly seeing cuts there. And so you are giving kind of a blueprint for local artists here, and we have a lot of talent here.
There's way more talent than people think. We have artists from anywhere from Pocatello, Salt Lake City, Boise, Rexburg, and Idaho Falls. That you'd be absolutely like flabbergasted how many people have signed our board at the Heart because people just don't see them. There's nowhere for them to be seen, and so all we're really doing is giving them a place to be. I think we have a list of 200 to 300 artists right now that we have worked with just in the last couple years, and we plan on working with more. And the coolest part is the more artists we put up on stage, the more artists are created from people being in that crowd. That's the goal.
That's a powerful thing. Let's talk about how this work that you're doing is providing a safe and entertaining place for people in the community.
Yeah. So one of the coolest things that I like to talk about is the fact that our logo has a heart around art, and we make everything about the artist. We make everything about putting that show on. We're not focused on the people in the crowd as much. We're focused on the people in the background. We have people who start out as interns who are now running sound and running the front desk and promoting shows and really putting their all into it, all to support these artists to go to a different level. And every single person in that process ends up grasping onto the opportunities, and now they have their own full-time jobs and careers that they would have never been able to get into just because those opportunities are there. And what that does is it creates a community that people want to protect. And so people really don't show up at the Heart wanting to cause problems. They want to show up at the Heart wanting to support everybody there. And so we don't have the same issues as other music places all around the country that we've seen, because we have the focus of supporting people and making sure people feel accepted and have an avenue to actually be creative and express themselves.
And it's giving kids somewhere to go and something
exactly
to be a part of, keeping them off the streets and out of trouble.
Yeah.
Mosey, let's talk about how you have been able to see this work literally transform lives. You've brought some people in, you've helped them. Tell us maybe one of the stories of the progress that's happened.
So there's been plenty of musical progress of people taking the opportunity and just running with it. But the part that that I think will really connect with people is the part that people don't really see. And that part is the people who have come to me, who have come just as fans to the Heart multiple times, been there for like some of the parties we've done, been there for concerts. I've had teenagers come to talk to me about pregnancy scares, suicide attempts, drug issues, identity issues. I've had them come talk to me because they feel like the Heart is a place where they are safe. And the great part about that is I do have a mental health background, so I'm able to refer them. I'm able to say, hey, maybe you should go talk to this person and connect this person and talk to them through these issues. And so at the basic of it, yes, we're all about music, we're all about art, but the biggest thing is we're about people, and we see the growth in people when it comes to their personal lives and professional and music lives, and that's what we want to see happen more. Even if none of the artists are at the Heart of the next Taylor Swift's, we still want people to be affected by just being in a place with other people who care about them.
What a perfect story for Transformational Tuesday. And as you're talking about that, Mosi, it really sets the stage for us to understand the importance of creating a safe place for our young people to be able to talk. We want them to have trusted adults that they can come to, instead of just trying to get their information from a YouTuber or an influencer on the internet.
I have a question for you. How do you see the Heart as being important to the community, and what can a community like the Heart's, what can we do more?
Well, I think you're doing it, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring you in. You're putting the Heart right out there, first and foremost, reminding people it's important to get to the heart of the matter and to open our hearts and make room for everyone. And so I love the fact that you are giving people in the community an outlet to develop their talents, whatever those talents may be. And I know, as you and I have talked, you're also helping people develop skills in the background, where they can take those skills and have the ability to make a living. And that's so important. But I also love that you're creating this family, this place where people can feel like they can come and belong. And it's a safe place.
Well, right now we have our, just around the corner from the Heart, we have the Heart Backstage is what we call it, and that's full of local businesses, small businesses, mainly art and music focused, and they would not have a space to grow. The only reason why some of them have a space for them to start their small business out is because we took on that responsibility to give them an affordable spot. This is not about money for us. This is about growing the community in a healthy way. We have tattoos back there, lashes. We have two individual recording studios, one that's geared towards bands and one that's geared towards singular artists. We have a couple people who just go there and make their own music. Somebody who does woodworking, like little figurines, and teaches people how to do those are moving in soon. We now have a CBD shop that actually came in, and if you know artists, they all have anxiety, and so that CBD could definitely help them out. But we have a podcast studio that we've set up. We have a hairstylist now, and so like, it's literally all about building up the community so people have a place, no matter what they're into, because they understand that they're not just supporting one person's music. They're supporting everybody's creativity and everybody's community. And like, seeing that grow has been the most gratifying thing. Even with me going through all my struggles, it wasn't me who got me through. It was the people at the Heart that ended up getting me through that. And helping me recommit to the goal of lifting others up.
Well, you know, Mosi, we all have those moments where life kind of kicks us. And I love that you are helping to illustrate the importance of community. We're all in this together. And if we can remember that, that goes a long way in making a big difference.
It's it's the thing that changed my life the most. I had a few mentors growing up after I was like 13, 14 that really put me on a path to really just loving people, and so I want to make sure that this community has as many of those as possible. I know plenty that are in this community right now, but I feel like there is a little dead zone when it comes to artists and creativity. Most of the staff at the Heart right now started off right out of high school or as interns, and they just needed a way to go. They weren't broken, and nobody out there is actually broken. They just need some direction and somebody to actually support them, and being able to be that support for people is the whole goal of the Heart.
So true. People just sometimes need that little bit of direction. And when you're young, that can be challenging to find the mentors and the role models, because we see so many young people just kind of floundering.
Yeah.
And so to have a place where they can come and be surrounded by community. But I love, too, the fact that you said, as we build this, people want to protect it. So
Absolutely.
You avoid that trouble that sometimes follows concerts or
yeah.
different venues.
We've had a few instances where somebody had the thought to start something, and I usually have to be the one to calm things down a little bit, but people say, no, not here. Like, we've heard people say, like, we don't do that here, and we've dealt with those situations in a very calm manner and in a teaching manner. We don't do band drama. We've had plenty of it come through, but I will get in the middle of that and say, no, this is about the community. It's not about you guys. We need to grow this up. And we've had people come in, and we've had somebody who was being fairly wanting to be very violent come in at some point, and I was able to talk to them and show them, like, look, this is not the place for that. And thankfully they were able to see what we were talking about, and they went on and did a whole different thing with their life, and now they're in a whole different city completely. They are now living a better life because of instances that they had here at the Heart.
I love how people are standing up.
Yeah.
Standing up for the community, standing up for compassion and humanity, and really putting the Heart into everything that they do, putting their whole heart into it, makes a big, big difference. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I'm not without my selfishness. I started the Heart because I wanted to have fun. I wanted to go to concerts, and I wanted to go to parties. And so the Heart's going to do some pretty cool stuff. We're going to get bigger. Eventually, we'll get an even bigger building, and we'll get all the cool stuff. Our lighting guy wants some cold sparks, so we're going to get some cold sparks. Our DJ wants more lasers, so we're going to get lasers. So at the end of the day, it's not only supporting that growth mindset and that creativity mindset. It's supporting that fun. Like, I'm 27 years old, heading towards 30, and I'm not gonna stop having fun.
Right.
In 20, 30 years, when the Heart's as big as it can be, I'm still gonna be there having as much fun as I want to. And we don't have to not have fun in order to be successful and to support the community. We're gonna have fun doing it all. Our videos on Instagram and Facebook, they show us literally just messing around all the time while getting stuff done, because all we want to do is live a life that we don't have to be constantly worried, and we want to have at least a few moments of just light and really help transform people's mindsets of instead of I have to struggle all the time. No, you have a chance to actually grow and be creative and live for once. And that's what we're wanting for Idaho Falls.
Spreading the light. And you know something, Mosey, as you're talking about that, one thing that we know is anger is really pain that doesn't know where to go.
Yeah.
And so You are giving this positive outlet, really flipping the script and leading by example. And I think that is such a benefit to this community. So I applaud you for the great work that you're doing. This really is about transformation on so many different levels.
Yeah.
Can you tell people where the heart is?
Yeah, it's 1501 Northgate Mile over by Fred Meyer. There's the Bullfrog Spas and AutoZone and the new outlet store right there. We're just tucked right there in the corner. And then backstage with all the local businesses is right around the corner from that, off of Holmes and the right by the Crisis Center there. We're here. And we started during COVID, and the reason why we're here is because of the people who are in the community supporting music. And so we're gonna be in that spot for a while, but we're gonna go bigger and we're gonna have more fun. You're gonna see us pop up everywhere, and we're gonna be loud about the fact that we just want to have fun.
And you guys were at the YMCA gala.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we do outside setups. We have I'm the hype guy usually. We did the YMCA gala, and then we did the Queer Hearts downtown. We supported that, and that was an amazing event. And so we're out here for anybody who wants to just have a good quality event that they want to have the energy of dreaming. Like that's what we bring to the table. Is we may not have $200,000, $500,000 worth of equipment, but what we do have is the respect for what we do and the dreams and the energy to make it even better.
I love that you're helping keep dreams alive, because in the news cycle, a lot of what we're seeing is people are kind of giving up on the American dream. And so this positive energy, helping people really believe that the American dream is alive and well, that's a beautiful thing. And KID crew, keep it tuned here, because we're going to be doing some more stuff with Mosey and the Heart. We're going to be showcasing some of the really powerful stories of local artists. There is a lot of talent here, and I'm with you, Mosey. I think that's something to celebrate.
Yeah, support local music.
Yes.
That's support local music and support local artists.
That's what it's about. And as we do that, there's a real positive ripple effect. Well, Mosey from Heart Events, thanks so much for stopping by the KID News Radio studio.
Thank you for having me. I can't wait to do more.
Yeah, we'll have you back soon.
Perfect.